But in Credo days, that was when it was kind of a binding team. He made, but he'd haul it in and stack it. Shock it first, it dried out. Bring in, stack it around the pole and thrash it sometime in the winter. Got a better grade, but he made 40 and 50 bushels. Oh man, did on a limestone land over there. But I guess about an average then was 25 or 30 bushels.
Gee, that's fabulous.
He was a wheat grower. He came from Kansas here when I was a small kid. That's how they grow the wheat.
Brought his own seed?
He probably did. I don't recall it.
How did you harvest your oats?
Same way, except they didn't tie them in a bundle. In the early days, they just cut them with a scythe blade or a cradle and rig them up with a pitchfork and feed them in the bundle, feed them in the straw before the thrashers come out. They didn't do much of that. Now, when they plowed those horses all day, all they done is put a bale on them, turn them out, eat the grass, and before breakfast the next morning was my job to go hunt the workhorses up, so to go to plowing. It was out range, grass anywhere. When I was a kid, there was one house between here and the foothills of that high mountain, north of Pittsburgh. There was one house between,
my goodness,
right over this house, near there. And that's right over near the Pittsburgh.
How'd you find your horses? How'd you know which way?
I didn't go for them. It'd be half a mile this way. If some strange horses didn't get in with them, get to fighting and running, well, you know about where to find them. Mm-hmm. I had a little half-shetland pony. They kept up the ride of hunting in the morning. Dad sent me out. I was 6, 7 years old.
Well, I mean, that's what I call a necessity.
It's interesting how children used to have a lot of duties.
Oh, that was my duty, hunt those horses.
My aunt had 10 children, one boy first, and 9 girls followed. And I remember going up there in the summer, going out with them to get the cows. They'd take turns.
It's your time to go, your time.
Yeah.
Eat potatoes, your time to go.
Mm-hmm. And fight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're...
What did you call it when your mother made bread? What did you call the bread?
Dough? Making up the dough?
No, the bread itself. Wheat bread or?
Well, she made some light bread or biscuit bread.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly biscuit bread.
Now, was that served in those round cakes?
Biscuit, yeah. With some of them made them by hand. And put a large one, but she had a little old biscuit cutter. I don't know, the size of a glass or something. It's moving them out. My wife makes them every morning for breakfast, just there, years around here.
Mm.
Yeah. And sometimes you make them for lunch or supper or something.
What else did your mother make from flour? What other bread?
She made a lot of, back in the old days, she made a little whole wheat muffins, I call them. She made a world of bread.
That's not wrong, though. You can't stand whole wheat, that's
how about your wife?
Oh, she makes it. You mean the cooking there?
Yeah, the kinds of bread that she makes.
She makes that flour biscuit bread, put in every day morning for breakfast. She don't bake any bread. We use quite a bit of light bread. But she has hot biscuits for breakfast, these, especially when the grandkids are here.
Yeah.
If she hadn't had anything, she don't have hot biscuits.
Oh, I bet they loved it. What do you call bread that you get at the store?
Night bread.
And
our whole wheat bread, which is once in a while.